You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros enter the 2017 season with high expectations and a lot of enthusiasm and optimism. I'm Allison Footer, here with Brian McTaggart. Brian, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season with the Astros. Everyone, of course, is very happy to be here. Spring training is still very early, but there are so many expectations with this team. When you were watching them build this roster in the offseason, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, they obviously moved very, very quickly, getting the three bats that they identified. I mean, they reached deals or trades with those guys in November, and I'm talking about Carlos Beltran, Brian McCann, Josh Reddick. So they had a very clear plan of what they wanted to do. They wanted to get out ahead of the market and execute it. And from that point on, it was a waiting game. Now they had this, you know, this great offense in place to go with the young core, and then they had to wait a few months to get here to spring training. And I think that's only led to the enthusiasm. It's not like they signed these guys a few weeks ago. They've been on the roster now for quite a while. So, but they addressed their needs. They needed some left-handed hitters. They did that with all three of those guys. They needed a little bit of power. They did that as well. And they needed a little bit of leadership. Not that they didn't have any, but when you bring in Carlos Beltran, that's next-level leadership, a guy who's done everything except win a championship, which he has a chance to do.
A couple of these young guys that we were talking to earlier said that they grew up watching Carlos Beltran to play baseball. So that's where he is in his career right now. And I know that, of course, Astros fans remember him from a very long time ago. It's nice to see him back, and he still has so much left to offer from just an ability standpoint.
Yeah, he does. I mean, look at his numbers last year. I mean, he was an all-star, and for good reason. I mean, he's still a guy who can, you know, hit 260, 270, still has popped 25 homers, can't run like he did when he was here in 04 and was just that spectacular five-tool player and center fielder. So he's going to be doing a lot of DHing. I think that's going to help on his body as well. He's going to have to play a little bit of left field, but just seeing him in the clubhouse today, he was kind of holding court. Jose Altuve on one side, Carlos Correa on another young player, just sitting there listening to Carlos Beltran. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, more than anything, I think, that he can bring to this team.
Let's move over to the pitching side a little bit with Dallas Keuchel, Lance McCullers. Those two are just going to be connected for a very long time, both because they're at the top of the rotation, also because they had their health issues from last year. They seem to feel like they're beyond that.
Yeah, it seems so. I mean, they're both 5-6 bullpens in already. They were throwing before they even got here. They both feel good. And, I think the season's going to hinge on two guys. I mean, if everyone else plays to their capabilities, it's going to come down to the health of Keuchel and McCullers. I think they know that, and I think they embrace that. And I think if they're healthy, they're both aces. I mean, Keuchel, we forget, won the Cy Young 2 years ago. I mean, he was dominant for good stretches. And I don't think he's forgotten how to pitch. It seems like the shoulder injury led to maybe some mechanic problems, but it looks like so far that he's repeating his delivery, looks free and easy, a great sign. McCullers watched his first bullpen here at the facility, and man, he looks like he's ready to go, just really letting it go, working on a third pitch, a changeup, which the catchers really are giving good reviews about. So it's going to, like you said, they're going to be joined at the hip here all spring. We're going to ask a lot of questions about them, but right now they look healthy and a great sign.
I think the one person that everyone is excited to see play, well, there's a lot, but Alex Bregman, maybe more than Jose Altuve, because we already know what Altuve can do. Alex Bregman coming into his first full season in the major leagues with so much talent, it's very exciting to think about what he could possibly do this year.
Yeah, full season of Bregman is really exciting, and especially if he plays like he did after that, you know, that rough stretch where he went 2-for-38 or whatever it was when he got called up. Because after that, I mean, he was spectacular. At the end of the day, his numbers were good, but you take away that first stretch when he came up, his numbers are spectacular. And I'm excited. I think he's going to have a great year. And you said we know what Altuve can do, but he gets better every year. So who knows what he'll do this year. But a full season of Bregman, a full season of Gurriel. Again, we only saw just a little bit of what he can do, and that's like adding two bats you didn't have at the beginning of last year, in addition to the new guys you brought in.
I asked AJ Hinch earlier, because it's the question that everyone loves to ask AJ Hinch, who's the closer? And we laugh because he obviously is not going to anoint a permanent closer. There's some guys that are in a mix. Ken Giles probably has the edge on that, though, correct?
Yeah, I think Giles closes out in most games. But I think the reason he's not wanting to come out and say, hey, Giles is our closer, is that he might use him in the eighth inning. We've seen that in the last couple of years. If the bases are loaded and that's the situation, or the game's on the line before the ninth inning, that managers are bringing in their closers now. But he's got three good options at the back of that bullpen: Gregerson, Harris, and Giles. And they all three closed at different times last year to varying levels of success. So I think he always says it doesn't matter who gets the 27th out. out as long as we went. And he's got three really veteran guys who've done it for a long time now, who he feels comfortable giving the ball to late in the game.
One Astros player said, all roads do lead through Texas when it comes to trying to win this division. So they clearly understand what's been happening with the Rangers the past couple of years. What needs to go right for the Astros to win this division?
Well, yeah, you start with the Rangers, and that's a big storyline already at camp, and they don't play the Rangers for a couple of months. So they're going to have to beat the Rangers. I think they know that. But I think in the back of their minds, I think they think that maybe things are going to change. You can tell I think they'd want to play the Rangers tomorrow if they could. The Rangers have had some key subtractions. They've also added some players like Napoli. But Astros have gotten better. I mean, I think the Astros are the best team. They're going to have to go out and prove it. The Rangers, might have the better pitching at this point. But they can't afford to go 2-17 against a Ranger. They just can't do that. They have to at least split. But I would be shocked if it's not a more competitive Lone Star series against the Astros and Rangers this year.
Thank you very much, Tags.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.